Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome to another episode of the Cardone Solutions Podcast. I'm your host of the Cardone Solutions Podcast. My name is David Bradley, training facilitator and coach with Grant Cardone. I'm bringing you weekly sales solutions, sales tips, sales strategies, and a couple attitude adjustments thrown in there for good measure directly from the 10X world of Grant Cardone. Check it out. 80% of what we do here, 100% free. So, purpose of the podcast, I want to make sure the free stuff we're putting down, you're picking it up and you're plugging it into your sales, your business, and your life. Now, today is Wednesday. So what that means? Well, it's time for the Wednesday Word. What happens on the Wednesday Word, Dave? Well, for those of you that have been here for a while, you know what's coming, okay? First timers, let me tell you what's going on. I've got this nice long list of success-themed words, and I'm going to open up a dictionary, and we're going to look at what these words mean. We're also going to look at the history and the etymology of these words, and then I'm going to give you something to do with these words, how you can plug these words into your sales, your business, and your life, and get what with it? Better, more results. So, today's word. This word has fallen into a more negative category, but I am here today to argue to you that this word is an incredibly, highly, in fact, all it is a neutral word. Are you ready? Today's word is consequence. Yeah, consequence. What did I say earlier? It typically has a negative leaning theme, right? Clean your room or there will be what? Consequences. Remember that? Okay, so let's just go to the definition. I'm going to prove to you today that this is a neutral word. It is not a negative leaning word at all. It is incredibly neutral. Here's some definitions. A result or effect. Effect with an E. A result or effect of an action or condition. A result or effect of an action or condition. Here we go. Many have been laid off from work as a consequence of the administration's policies. That's right out of the dictionary from Google, okay? Everyone that's political is just like, oh my God! Okay, so that just, again, neutral. Stay on neutral. Stay with me, okay? Next thing, importance or relevance. Another definition for consequence means importance or relevance. The past is of no consequence. We got like multiple lessons today. Isn't that true? The past is of no consequence. So let's go to the etymology. We understand some basic definitions here. Let's talk about where this word came from. So somewhere around the 14th century, it had an inference or a meaning, logical inference, conclusion. And that takes us back to the old French meaning of this word, which was result. And then when we get into Latin, consequi, C-O-N-S-E-Q-U-I, meaning to follow after. So there, if you take com or con, with, meaning with, sequi, secu, meaning to follow. Con means with, S-E-Q-U-I, to follow. Interesting, right? So here's the deal with consequence. Here's your action idea. And it is an idea. Consequence is what comes after. After what? Great question. Glad you asked. Your decisions. Consequence is what comes after your decisions. Decide to eat healthy, manage your macros, lift weights, do your cardio, and the consequence of that is you look better naked. Period. It's a consequence of behavior, of the decisions that you made. Or you do your best couch potato impression, you drink a six-pack of beer every night, you eat a large pizza to go with it, and you suffer those consequences too. Lung cancer, emphysema, those are consequences of smoking cigarettes. Being able to run a half marathon is a consequence of not smoking cigarettes. I'm living proof, just ask me. Both of these require that you or I, us, we, make a decision. Both of these examples are choices, and both of these examples come with consequences. Running hurts. Emphysema hurts. Both of these consequences will require you to give up something and to choose an action. Again, with follow. Today, it's Wednesday, but today is also a direct consequence of every thought you've ever had, every decision you've ever made, and every action that you have ever taken. That's the hard truth. It's the reality of the situation. Where you're at right now is a direct consequence of your thoughts, your decisions, and your actions. It's not even up for discussion. But there's good news with that. Because if that's how we got here, that means that tomorrow will also be a direct consequence of every thought you have moving forward, every decision you make moving forward, and every action you take when moving forward. And while there's no do-overs, none, because I've tried. And until that flux capacitor becomes real, and even still, actually, Frank, you know, there's no do-overs. I've seen Avengers Endgame. There are no do-overs. You just create a new timeline, which is what you can do right now. You are certainly completely able to create any consequence you so choose moving forward. And this has been your Wednesday Word. Thank you so much for listening. Here's the bottom line, folks. What consequences are in store for you tomorrow? What consequences are in store for you later today? What thoughts will you give power to today? What decisions will you be making about the thoughts and about what kind of actions that you will take to produce and literally create your consequences later today and tomorrow? And thank you again for being here. Thank you for listening to the Wednesday Word. If you have not subscribed to the Cardone Solutions podcast, make sure you've hit that subscribe button if you got some value from this. If you know somebody that might need to hear a lesson or two about consequences, please feel free to share this out with them. And at the very least, get this out in cyberspace so that other folks can benefit from it too. Because if you got something from it, I promise you somebody out there right now is waiting for you to share this so they can get something from it too. I'm going to leave you with the words of Grant Cardone, which is what? Be great! Because nothing else pays. We'll see you soon. Thanks for listening.